And out the clock tower, What You Need, giving his head, goes up to Renosu Benedetta, then Rich Fortune, but it's What You Need. What You Need comes clear. Nice winner. What You Need from Renosu Benedetta. She dances just...
Oh, he's a very nice winner. He's 3 from 3 now, taking out the listed Sunlight Classic. A great inaugural edition of the Sunlight Classic, $500,000. It was a very smart field, and I think we'll have a few horses to follow out of it, none more so than What You Need. Trained by Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. And Jr. joins us. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, gents. I'm very well. Yourself?
Very well indeed. I think he lived up to the hype on Saturday. Is there more still to come?
You got to think so. I mean, his third start, he's a big baby. So, I would think there's more to come for sure.
New string to the bow in a regard, Michael, by being able to settle off the speed and finish off at a rate of knots. What do you think is going to be his best pattern in the future?
Oh, I think he's one of these, you know, you love to train these types because you can put him anywhere in a race, got the most beautiful nature, and he's very tractable. So the instructions were to Ben yesterday, keep it very simple. You've got the best last 400 sprint, so just wherever you're happy to be. And he's smooth. He was facing the breeze. I think he would have been more dynamic with cover, but he just stepped out of trouble and actually didn't go all that hard early, and just his superior turn of foot got him over the line pretty comfortably in the end. I think Ben gave him one little reminder, and otherwise he was pretty soft.
Elation sort of honed his skills in Adelaide this time last year. Is that where this guy's heading?
No idea. We just brought him up nice and progressively and slowly, having had a long break. He's had 3 jump outs. He was due to run Saturday, but drew a terrible barrier. So he'll run this Saturday at Bendigo. Bo Mertens gets the call up with most of the top jockeys either interstate or on the sidelines. So that'll be a good opportunity for Bo. Horse is going super. And look, he's rated 82. So, we thought back in the spring that he might get to the top level. We'll just assess him on race day. It's always the ultimate test, and hope that he comes through and we can build from there.
And next start for What You Need, is he headed to Sydney and then maybe a Goodwood?
Yeah, he's definitely off to Sydney. So 2 weeks between runs for the Arrow Field. I think Arf Cabin's his main competitor there. Mm. Obviously very smart sprinting colt, and trialled particularly well last week. If all was to go well, the obvious group one sprint to target would be the Goodwood, which would give us time to sort of get him back from Sydney, a little freshen up in a trial and over to Adelaide. But I think the Arrow Field can carry a lot of weight for prospective stud colts. You know, it's been won by some seriously good horses recently. Marzu beat in the Congo and Paul Ailey last year, for example. So, being on day 2 of the championships and worth $1 million whilst the Group 2, I think it's got a lot of weight in terms of stud value.
The phone been ringing on that point for a horse like What You Need, or is it a bit early
Whitten's
at this
in
point?
It, so,
yeah, no, I haven't had a phone call. But Whitten's in the horse, so... not sure what happens there. But anyway, he's the right sort of colt. He's got the most beautiful physique as well, electrically fast, and hopefully we can get him to the top level.
Hey, Mick, I just want to get your perspective, and it'll take us into I'm Thunderstruck, an update there as well. I have, raving about Goldman all day, and a little bit later on today we're going to have a chat to David Ellis about this amazing resurrection of the New Zealand horse. And you guys have tapped into that market really well in recent years, Tarzino and so on, and I'm Thunderstruck. And you've also dabbled in other parts of the world. Is New Zealand now back in town as the go-to for stables like yours to find some really nice horses? They seem to be on the crest of a wave again.
Yeah, they're always so competitive. I mean, it's quite incredible, really. I think they have a foal crop every year of 3,000 only, and most of the mares over there are old. You know, there's not a lot of operations over there buying fresh blood to bring across, like not going to sales and buying the expensive brood mares like they have in the Hunter Valley. So They really overachieve and punch above their weight. It's quite incredible. I often think if you had the bloodstock in Hunter Valley in Cambridge, what result you'd get, because they must just have beautiful ground. And
is that what it is? Like, what is the reason then? If they're not replenishing with young, flash, sexy broodmares and so on, has it got to do with the pasture and the nurturing and all those little one percenters that we don't think about much?
It's got to be. Yeah, they've had recent volcanoes, obviously, and they've got beautiful, rich, you know, mineral-rich ground. And, whilst they haven't got the flashy pedigrees, they've got some beautiful bloodlines. Even look at Goldman. I think he's got, is the Beale his dam sire. So they've got beautiful bloodlines, and they rear them, they give them time, and it's actually interesting at the moment. They're getting some sprinters to come over here and compete against our best, and typically anything a mile plus, they're really competitive. So
are they strong or are we weak at the moment, or is there a bit of both?
I'd say a bit of both. Yeah, look at Sydney on the weekend in those races, like the Tancred, the Neville Selwood, like 90% of the runs were all from all imports, weren't they? So, that's the way we breed our horses. We breed through that market of precocity and speed, and that's what the market demands. So we go shopping for the quick fix, buying tried horses overseas.
That quick fix, though, you've had experience with horses from Europe, from America, albeit the American horses you've bought out of yearling sales, and New Zealand. Where do you prefer to shop?
Anywhere you can find a nice horse. I'm a believer that a good horse is a good horse anywhere. I'd love to buy them from Japan if you could.
and we're going to ask you about the one that you would have. You don't miss a good horse. We'll ask you about Equinox as well.
Jesus, what a horse. He was 22.3 years down. Mm. He's a superstar. But I was talking to Aussie Kerr about this recently, and he said they're so hard to buy from, and he thinks that if they've had more than five starts over there, very hard to get them to go to our way of racing, you know. So it's interesting. I think New Zealand's very good because they're buyable, and they're just across, 3 hours away. Europe's fantastic, obviously, but for everyone that works, probably 8 or 9 that don't work out, and we do spend a lot of money over there. Very expensive to get across. America is difficult because typically they're dirt racing orientated. Doesn't really make sense here. So for me, definitely Europe and New Zealand are the two main ones.
Just on, I was talking to Terry Henderson the other day. They've got Little Thunder, even Littler Thunder. So they've got the whole group of siblings to I'm Thunderstruck. What was the washer? I know he had the wobbles after the race and so on. Is it plough on with I'm Thunderstruck? What do you do now?
No, it's wait and see. I think tomorrow morning, Matthew Chadwick will gallop him here on the grass, and that will determine what we do with him. It's up in the air at the moment. He had heat stress, much like a marathon runner crossing the line. They're a little bit staggery and uncoordinated. He was like that. He regained his composure probably half an hour after and seems to be fine. His blood was perfect during the week. He's beautiful and sound. He always has been. But you just wonder how much that takes out of your horse, and you're not going into an easy race. You're going to go up against Animo and Dubai Honor, and it's going to be a very good race. So we want him to be 100% right. He had a big spring, 6 runs, race every fortnight with a short turnaround. So if we had to sell him, that'd be fine by us. And he'd have a nice break now, 2 months out, and then get ready for the spring again. So, horse comes first, and we'll know tomorrow morning probably which way we're going.
Is Amenable going to the Derby?
No. Paddock. For a talented horse, he's very immature. He's still quite light and leggy and narrow. So we thought to give him 2 months out, that'd be good. Had to fend off some Hong Kong offers. They've all decided to keep him, which is great. And, he might be a 2-rack Golden Eagle horse. Who knows?
Hey, Junior, say you're in the neutral corner. Say it's a good 4 next week. Are you at Camp Animo or Camp Dubai Honor?
Yes, I worked with William Haggis for over a year and loved the team there, and that was a monster effort. I would be in Animo's corner, though. I'd love to, put one up them, I suppose, and go to Royal Ascot and win again. But I do think that, those Europeans can get a really good first up run off the plane, and then whether they can, do that again, we'll see. But I'd be in Animo's corner.
Hey, speaking of those Europeans, you would have been rapt with the performance of A Case of You in the William Reid.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was in an awful spot in the corner, last in the corner. He was held up, according to the steward's report, from the 400 to the 150, so it's fairly significant loss of momentum and still rushed home. So that was very good. We'll head to Doomben 10,000 and the Kingsford Smith Cup, which would be nice races. Maybe a quokka, but it's a bit of a journey to get over there and back. But yeah, those are the two obvious ones up in Queensland.
Just quickly too, I know you've got some entries in for Sandown on Wednesday, and two of them are pretty exciting horses, Loco and Globe. Are they likely to head there?
Loco does. Mark Zara's on him, and as soon as Ethan was out, had about 10 jockeys trying to jump on him. But Zara got the call up, and yeah, he's a very exciting horse. He probably bounced from there 10 days later into a mile at Sandown again, and then on an Adelaide Derby pass. And Globe will just return, just keep him in lower company and go to Pakenham again Thursday night in a mile 64, and he should be hard to beat.
Good on you, Mick. Great job on the weekend. Look forward to seeing a couple of nice ones step out throughout the week as well.
No worries. Thanks, guys.